The UN mission in South Sudan very much welcomes the graduation of the first phase of the necessary unified forces that is the integrated forces, with only Bentiu remaining. So phase two must receive adequate logistic and political support, and we feel that that is essential, and that the deployment plans are finalized and implemented so that the forces can begin to protect civilians. So important now that we're seeing that subnational violence is continuing to affect civilians, and this will also contribute to greater intercommunity harmony.
Yes, and talking about this subnational violence that continue to drive a humanitarian crisis in South Sudan, what do you think should be done? How can this particularly be addressed? And what's your take when it comes to all this mass violence taking place in some areas of the country?
Well, we're really concerned about what we're hearing and reports coming out of Upper Nile State and among other areas. And we know that subnational violence continues to drive humanitarian needs across South Sudan, and that next year's projections, an estimated 9.4 million people will be in need of assistance, and particularly food assistance. And this represents an increase of almost 500,000 people more. This is, already adding on to our very large amount of needs. As we've said time and time and again, what is needed is that for the government and for the parties to the conflict to come together and to collaborate and cooperate to find solutions towards a more peaceful situation in South Sudan, but also that we make progress towards the peace agreement with the extension of the that was stipulated in the roadmap. There are still a lot of benchmarks, and there's still a lot of work that needs to be done. And this includes security sector reform, but also it includes constitution making and also preparations in the lead up to elections.
Great. Talking about that preparation to the lead up to the elections, up to now it seems like nothing really tangible has been put in place to prepare for that. Is ANMIS worried about that?
Well, we've seen some progress, but of course, we recognize the urgency of the full implementation of the roadmap that was decided upon with parties this year. And it is an opportunity for South Sudanese to reflect and to recommit to the revitalized peace agreement. Just this yesterday, the governor's forum was closed, and we commend national leaders from the BOMAs, from the PIAMs, from counties and capitals for coming together under one roof, under the leadership of the government of the country. So we need to see more progress towards the full implementation of the peace agreement, and that requires all parties working together in order to achieve that.
Yes, bringing these governors here to Juba, of course, to discuss issues affecting the country is one very important thing we all agree. But also going back and implementing what they agreed here and the resolutions is a whole different thing. What is your message to them when it comes to the implementation of some of the resolutions that came out of this governors' forum?
So I think that here I would echo the words of Nicholas Haysom, or the special representative to the Secretary General in South Sudan. So he has very clearly said that the UN mission views the extension of the roadmap as a second mortgage on the revitalized peace agreement. So this must be repaid in good faith and within the stipulated time frame. And as moral guarantors and partners of this agreement, our task is to ensure that the parties have the best possible opportunity to fulfill their commitment to the people of South Sudan. So, as the UN mission, we are fully committed to supporting, and we will continue to support the government of South Sudan. But we need the government, and we need all parties in order to cooperate and to collaborate and to work together to find common ground, and in order to fully implement the peace agreement.
Yes, at the beginning of this conversation of ours, you did mention and welcome the graduation of the first phase of the necessary unified forces. What could UNMISS like to see next? What do UNMISS want to see next? Of course, graduation is one thing, the deployment of these forces and all that is a whole different thing. What could you like to see next, and how is UNMISS helping in this?
So, some of specific things where we would like to see progress, and I think that it's not just UNMISS, it's also the international community, it is also regional parties, and it's also the people of South Sudan, is that, you know, we would like to see certain deadlines that to be met. We note with concern that the deadline related to the Political Parties Council, the reconstituted National Constitutional Review Commission, and the establishment of the Constitution Drafting Committee have been missed. So we need to stay on track, and I think this is the call of not just UNMISS, but of all parties involved, including the international community and the people of South Sudan. So we want to urge the South Sudanese that the 2-year extension should not be regarded as a break, and that delays, you know, have a domino effect on subsequent processes. We would also emphasize that it is extremely important that the constitution making process be able to advance, and as that is critical in the lead up to elections.
Inda, thank you so much for talking to us. Anything you'd like to add?
Yes, I would like to add that the 16 days of activism is ongoing. We have activities in all states and across the country. And this was a campaign that started on the 25th and continues until the middle of December. I think that we can all come together and say that and say no to all forms of gender-based violence. You know, as stated by Huda Micha, the state minister of gender in Central Equatoria, women should be able to live free from fear, and staying silent about violence at home is not a virtue. We all have a duty to act and report cases. So, you know, these are the voices of the government. I think that, you know, we really need to come together and understand that women play such a big part in making peace sustainable, and that a woman must be fully included in politics and in peace building. And there is definitely a role for them to play. And they also play a big part in building a better future for South Sudan. So I would say that beyond what we're doing on these 16 days of activism, that we all pledge to continue our efforts all year round in order to advance the rights of women and actually advance all human rights.
Thank you. Thank you so much for talking to us. We do appreciate your time.
It is my pleasure.